Wisconsin is the only one of the Big Ten universities not to offer same-sex partner benefits to its staff. UW sociology professor Joe Elder has been pushing to change that. He says without them, the university is losing out in efforts to hire some of the brightest young professors.
Because often they are the ones that won't come unless there are domestic partner benefits. Sure, we can get anybody to fill a job. There are not people out there looking for jobs. We want the best. We have to have the best, and we're handicapped in getting the best.
Elder says the university has lost several potential hires because it couldn't offer the benefits. But Republican Assembly Leader John Gard says he's not convinced by that argument, and he's worried domestic partner coverage at the university will lead to a demand for similar benefits for all state workers. He's accused the governor of raising fees to try to accomplish that.
Dramatic increase in hunting and fishing license, dramatic increase in the registration fee, in titling fee, in bed taxes on people in nursing homes, for God's sakes, so he can jack up more spending and fund domestic health care benefits for boyfriends and girlfriends of state workers. I think that's a problem.
There's no money in Doyle's budget earmarked for state worker partner benefits. Last year, the governor offered them to state employee unions in return for wage concessions, but the union rejected them. Estimates indicate adding the benefits would cost about $6 million. That's 1% of what the state spent on employee insurance benefits last year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.